Good morning, Rabbi. Lilu Nishmasi Mimarosi Rusmas Mordechai. By Mordechai Seltzer, I guess there's always a first for sending an email. I wanted to prove that you need to say good morning, Rabbi. Say ah. You see, Gemara is Rosh Tevis, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph. Good morning, Rabbi. Say ah. If you don't say ah, then it doesn't work. Dear Belly, my name is Saadia Libero from Chestnut Ridge, New York. I'm 11 years old. I started doing the daf from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. I love the shir. I love the jokes. I can't wait to finish Shas. You said that you have to have a walkie-talkie to be in the shir. It's a good thing I won one in the school raffle. Hope to keep on daffing. By Shaya Shagalo. I must tell you, Ashgacha Pratis, I'm a Lubavitch Chassid. On my first day that I received the 8 minute, unbeknownst to my father-in-law sends me a clip of you talking about the tefillin stand at your son's wedding, Yisher Koyach. Rabbi Sai, ahem. Who?
Serge Manderer.
Serge Manderer. Shkoyach, Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, I said hello to him already. My name is Akiva Kovacs from Serbia, Raboisai, Serbia. And I'm studying here via my laptop. Thanks for the free Gemara. The Rosh Hashanah arrived today in Serbia. It took me a while because they did some problems with taxes at the border. I had to explain to them what a Gemara is. You see what we have? Nobody asks questions. We get the Gemara over there. They ask the questions. I have to stop for a second. I just noticed that to my left is Dov Harris. And yesterday when I spoke to him, he doesn't want me to talk about it, so that's why I'm going to say it. He himself bought 400 Gemaras and made 400 trips to 400 different people's homes around England. Not in the last week, in the last few months. But that's, we could all take a chizik from that. All right, we'll keep on going with Serbia. Here's a guy that got a Gemara in Serbia. He drove all the way to Serbia. The daily daf in America is daf yoimi. Helps me a lot. I enjoy this shir and can learn quickly and clearly. Plus the 8 minute daf project is a wonderful project. He says he's supposed to be in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, but the visa problems, Bekitzer, he's going to be here soon. And if you want to see what he looks like, this is Akiva Kovacs. From Serbia, Raboisa, here's the Gemara. I don't know why they sent him one without our... Gotta send him another one, Raboisa. MDY. Gershon, do you have that video I sent you? Are you able to show it? When? Tell me, yell out whenever you're ready. You're ready, but the screens are not on. The screens are on. Show it. Why not? Go ahead. This is in the Art Scroll Factory, and it was sent to me by Rabbi Yitzchok Kissinger. No. Here we go.
Rebelli, I just want you to watch here. They're custom stamping your Gemaras. Beautiful. Let's see that cover.
Hebrew edition.
MDY. Great job, great job. What an asset, what an asset.
Shkoya. Dear Rebelli, thank you for changing my life. This is not a young guy. I cannot start my day without your shir. It was awesome having you along in first class on my way down to Miami. Beyamin Mark, Staten Island, New York. Here he is. Staten Island, the house. Svarim all over the place. I don't know what's going on there. Things are happening in first class. What else? We got to start shir soon. This also gave me a big chizuk. You see this, Dov Harris. The Oilam in Manchester, doing their things on their own. Here they go. So, Yossi Harari made an invite for Malava Malka. I'm sure you won't mind sharing this with the rest of the Olam, whoever wants to invite people for Malava Malkas and stuff like that. Here, the graphics, the whole thing with the Avdolah candle. This patching and daffing, I don't know what number they are. Let's call them F231 and 160. Here they go. No, more dispatchers doing the daff. Here they are over here. You can see in the corner. I don't know if you notice. Okay. Raboisai, special shout out today to Avi Klinger. The Paris Achoydish Muli Hecht, in honor of Daf Yomi committing that Solom members who push up Bursas at Torah, and Lili Ishmael's my dear Chavir, Mordechai Shalem, Pinchas Tuvi, all of us, Shalom, Ben Avram, Moshe Peretz, Neri Yar. Maseches Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and the children, Tila and Ruvein. L'zeich nishmas their grandmother, mother, Beilat Zipporah Bas Reb Reuven, and for Shidduch Fatihila Sarah Bas Esther Leah, Chesky Mandel, for all my Hatzala brothers out there doing the daf. They don't stop, these guys. They probably have, like, in the chat, it's like, who's next? Andrew Fuchs, in honor of the anniversary of the first day I met my wife. Good. This guy's great. He's going to have the first day he met his wife, the day he got married, obviously, the day he got engaged. This is a good one, right here. Zakiya Yosef, put him in your, in honor of the first day I met my wife, also in schus of Yona, Beast, Rosenblatt, and Josh, Taki, Sherry Yanagi, and of course, his good friend, Shamshi Shlofrak. Send resumes for Josh. He needs a shidduch. Yehuda Ziskin, commemoration of the first years of my grandfather, Tzvi Ben Revishua, Ola Shalom, Holocaust survivors, Potoy Chesed, Reb Meshulam Shraga Ben Leah from London, Lerifua Shlema, Aaron Meislik, Lili Nishmas, Reb Leo, Ben Reb Zev, and his yard side. And Lerifua Shlema, Reb Zev, Ben Reb Leo, Morty Matskowitz, Shalom Aleichem, get over here. Come here, what do you got to tell me?
You
got to talk louder, louder.
Yesterday on the topic of your machlekes with
My machlekes with the Yehuda Freilich, yeah.
If it's the same thing, I did a gematria.
Yeah.
And Torah is 611.
Yeah.
And gematria is 611.
Pshiii! 611 Torah, 611 chazan, they're equal. Gevaldik, yishkoyach for coming. Have a seat on the floor. No, I'm just kidding. Morty, and look at this. Look, Rabbi, he learns from the Hebrew edition. But the new one is going to have the emblem. All right, you brought anybody to the shir? Any new guys? You got a free one. Shkoyach! Bar mitzvah coming up soon. Did I say this already? Morty Matzko is Rafur Shleim and Fire. David Ben, Yehuda Shira. Please, everyone, have it in mind during the shir today. Desperately needs our tefillos. Moshe Malki Krigsman, Lilu Nishma Shlomo Ben Avram Pinchas Alevi, and Rafur Shleimo for Avram Yosef Ben Chana. And now, Rabbi, we have an amazing daf. Daf Yotes, and we're starting from Daf Yotes on the base on the bottom. Well, not in the bottom. Itmar. Somewhere in the middle. Find it yourself. What is it? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines from the bottom. Itmar. Rav v'Rebbe Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tainus. There's a thing called Megillas Tainus. It's a sefer that has all the Yamim Tovim. Was it destroyed? Did we get rid of it? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amri Loi Batla Megillas Tainus. So it seems like we had days that were not very good for Klal Yisrael. Then when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, it turned into a Yontif. Then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed again, the second Beis HaMikdash. So now they turned into either we commemorate it or we don't commemorate it. So according to Rav and Rebbe Chanina, Batla Megillas Tainus. Everything is gone. We're going to ask, one of the things in Megillas Tainus is Chanukah. How does it go with Chanukah? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amr, Loi Batla Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, if you have a day in Megillas Tainus, you can't fast and you can't say a hesped. By the way, tonight is one of the days in Megillas Tainus. Looked it up in the calendar. It's the day that they breached the Soirig so it's one of the days if we have Megillas Tainus. So tomorrow you can't fast and you can't be maspid. Rav Rebbe Chanina Amri, Batla Megillas Tainus. Hachi Kamar, this is the Pshat. Bizman Shiyas Shalom. When does the Beis HaMikdash? Yul Sasan El Simcha. These fast days will be a Yantav. So let's say you have a Chveis. Asar Batavis, whatever it is. So then the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. It becomes a Yontif. We remember how bad it was and how good it is. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Ein Shalom. Ein Shalom. Sorry. Ein Shalom. Sorry. And if there's no peace, there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a fast day. V'anach Nami. Excuse me. These fast days that are in Megillas Tainus, these days in Megillas Tainus, Kehani. So, they're equal to the fast that we have, some Gedalia, some Tevis. So if it goes away, it becomes a Yontif. They come back. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amri, Loi, Batla Megillas Tainus. We don't get rid of it. Haniu, the Talinu Rachmanu B'Vinyas HaMikdash, only these fast days, some Gedalia, some Tevis, have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And after the Churban Abayas of the second Beis HaMikdash, they're Batla. Aval Hanoch, get the Kaimi, whatever's in Megillas Tainus remains. Moser Rav Kahana, They decided that there's a tainus on Chanukah. V'yorad, Rabbi Eliezer v'rochatz. Rabbi Eliezer wanted to show that it's not a good thing to fast on Chanukah. So he bathed. You don't bathe on a fast day. Rabbi Yeshua v'siper, Rabbi Yeshua took a haircut. V'omer lem, tzuvis anu, al mashis anisem, oy vey. Baruch atah Adonai, no yedena b'chilom, sh'akon yeh b'dvaroi. I don't want Yosef to have to put an X on my face. I don't know what he did over there. Oh man, no, Chavez, all that. Anyway, so you see that even though Chanukah is a Megillah's Tainus, it's still around. Chanukah is still around to the point where he made a Mecha. I'm taking a haircut today. It's after the Churban. I'm taking a haircut. I want to show everybody that Chanukah exists. I'm Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah, Dikin Mitzvah. You light the menorah, so it's a little different. Okay, so it's a mitzvah. Get rid of the whole Chanukah. There won't be a mitzvah menorah. Hello, Rav Yosef. Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsim Nisa. We should probably see Rashi inside the Mefarsim Nisa, like 10 lines from the bottom. Kfaru Goli, Lekol Yisrael. Everybody keeps this mitzvah. They should not go by a mitzvah. It's Berziku by Kishel Torah. They treat it like a Dairaisa. Lei Nachon Levatloi, says Rashi. It's not a good idea. Something that's so strong, and all the kids get presents, and you eat sufganiyot, it's a mitzvah derais, so there's a lot of good mitzvahs. Are you going to be mvatel that? No, you can't do that. Says the Gemara, Moise Rav Acha Bar Huna, Bitlasa Betishrei, Betelas at Kartam in Shteraya. So, got to get rid of all these that we didn't read, all these geshmaka pictures. Hopefully one day we'll get to it. What happened was, on the third day of Tishrei, what do we call the third day of Tishrei today? Sam Gedalia. On the third day of Tishrei, it was a day that they stopped using Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem in the Shtaris. Shigaz Rebachos Yovin Gzeira Shalil Ask Hashem Shemaim Alpiyam. First, there was a Gzeira. They shouldn't say Hashem's name, the Romans. Ukshigaz Rebachos Chashminoi Vinitzchom. And then, when the Chashminoim beat them, Hiskinu Shimaskim Shem Shemaim Afilu B'Shtaris, they said, you should put it there. Whatever the Lashon was with Hashem's name. They wrote a Lashon of Keil Elyon in the Shtar. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a king, so we have to write in the Shtar as the year to the king. What's going to happen? Like, let's say an invitation. It says, Chveis, a Pasuk. And you take the invitation, you throw it in the garbage. So you got to be careful. So you have all these stars, people have all these documents. It says, L'keil Elyon. You have a magazine, a newspaper, whatever it is. You have Hashem's name, and you throw it in the garbage. You have to be mivatel that minute. It's not a good thing to have Hashem's name down on paper. V'oisoy hayoyim. And because they said no more names of Hashem in shtaris, asuhu yomtev. They made it a yomtev. I thought this was mamish givaldik. Why is it a yomtev? Why? You know what Rashi says? For this, we have to see Rashi. This is for all the guys, some of the Hatzolah guys, myself included. Look at this Rashi. It says, "Betelas at Karta." It's the last Rashi on the page. "Bitlu askar Hashem Shemayim in Ashtarois ubekoishi yochlu levatol." They couldn't. It was a bad habit. To get rid of a bad habit, says Rashi, "Shekvar nagu am." It became instilled in the nation. "Ukshishamu chachamu bitlum." When you break a habit like that everybody's used to, everybody does it, and you break it, it's a nace. For a nace, you make a yontif. But so yontif. Because that's not them. They were forced. That's not a nace. When somebody forces a gun to your head and says, don't write Hashem's name, you're going to make a yontif out of that? When I do it on my own will, I come to the Beis Medrash every morning when I don't want to. For the last 20 years, I sleep till 9 o'clock. And I get up early. In the ambulance, I pull out a Gemara instead of a Netflix. Nace. You make a yontif. The Chassan Sofer says a beautiful thing here. He says that the Aseres HaDibros correspond to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Tzom Gedalia is on L'sisa Shem Hashav. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. It fell out exactly on that day. So Memela, They made it a yontif. Says the Gemara. Visokadaitoch Megillas Tainus. Kamaisa Batol. And if you got rid of all the Yamim Tovim to begin with, all the Yamim Tovim in the Megillah, Achrinayasa Maisifin, you're going to add more Yamim Tovim to something that we. Oh, I forgot a beautiful printout. Okay. Oh, no, maybe it's here. Let me see. Let me just check. It's not here. It's not here. It's not here. Yeah, it's on my printer. Okay, we'll do it without. You could. It's on my printer, and the dog is not going to bark today. So you could. It's a picture of me holding two things. But anyway, there's a beautiful Tysis here that only I can read. This Tysis, not a single Magachir in the world that could pull it off besides me, and I'll tell you why. My son, my oldest son, my Bchar, I sent him to the Weizner Cheder. That's where they talk in Yiddish. Everything's in Yiddish. I learned in Yiddish. I want him to learn Torah in Yiddish. By the time he reached 7th grade, I realized it's not such a good idea for him. And I transferred him to a modern school. There's not that many options. There's about 3 options in Chicago. Transferred to the modern school. School over there, Ayom Atzmaut, they brought camels in. The whole thing was mamish. I'm serious. There's a whole... So Mimela, I have Rishos. I sent him to the Hasidic place. I sent him to the modern place. I have Rishos to read this Tosis. Now look at this Tosis. You might not all have this Tosis. It's called Tosis Chadashim on the bottom. And it says like this. It's 10 lines below the regular Tosis. If you get rid of the first Yom Tovim, what, you're going to add another Yontif? V'loi Kasha says Tosis. M'masho Yisifu Yoyim Chagel Hoidav Achilas Basar. How could they add a new Yontif? Agabe Gecholim, they eat basar, agabe Gecholim, they do barbecues. When? Beresh Chodesh Iyar, in the beginning of Iyar. I think he's talking about Yom Atzmaut. Says Tosfos, Dulei Aliva, the Manda Omar, the Resh is Smichas HaGeula. It's possible that according to the Manda Omar, that the beginning of the Geula, have a Kibinyan based HaMikdash. Says Tosfos, maybe you could add such a thing because it's Binyan based HaMikdash Pashat. But according to the others that argue, like your Bioyel, Yoim Hespid Vevel, it's mamish fakert. It's a terrible thing. So Tosis brings a raya. How can you make a yontiv as Tosis when the day right before, we're going to see a whole sugya, the day before is a sad day. You can't make a sad day right before Yontif. Oh, it's more like a rail. The name of the Reish is Smichas HaGeula. At the end of the day, when you're going to see the whole sugya, if it's made by the Nevi'im, so then you don't really need chizuk. You're allowed to do mispin. So I entice Hashem. Don't send me any emails, please, about it. Only if you liked it. What? What? What are you talking about? You can't mention that name here in the it vase me. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Voice I also yontif. Och my skin on says the Gemara is mancha base amigdosh kayim. The base amigdosh still exists. There's no such taisvis. That taisa I pulled it out of Gaiva Deliyahu. If you're wondering, he says nobody understood. So I'm telling you, I just wrote something here in my Gemara and Akash and a terrorist, whoever didn't chab. Mendy says, I think everybody chab. Only you didn't chab. No, okay, fine. Nobody chab. V'tepiklei, d'havelei yoyim. Oh, when we see the rest of the sugi, you're going to chab it all. V'tepiklei, d'havelei. So the Gemara answers at the end of the day, it's the Beis HaMikdash existed. So reverse, rewind, listen to it all, and then you'll chab. Beis HaMikdash kayim. And when the Beis HaMikdash exists, you could add Megillas Tainus exist. V'tevik lei tapi yutesum da. V'tevik lei dahave lei yoyim shenari boi gedaliyu ben achikom. So look at this. What's going on here? This is Tishrei. Over here you have Rosh Hashanah. Over here we're adding a day. This is the day that they stopped using Shem Hashem on Shtaris. Ask the Gemara. If the Beis HaMikdash exists, so what are you adding a yontif? A special yontif? Oh, it's a big yontif. They stop using Shem Hashem. This is called Tzom Gedalia. It already is a yontif. It's already a day of yontif. Right? Because first he died, it was a day of Avelos, then they built the Beis HaMikdash, it turned into Yontif. It's a wow. From going from Golos and everything, now we have a Beis HaMikdash, it became a Yontif. So you don't have to add another Yontif. I wanted to make sure that this day right over here, Beis, I shouldn't be able to do Tainus and Hesped. Now, before you ask the question, it's also the day before Tzim Gedalia. The Gemara is going differently. The Gemara is saying this is the day before Rish Chodesh, after Rish Chodesh. What Rish Chodesh is it? Chodesh called Rosh Hashanah. But we're saying a Chiddush here, that any Rish Chodesh has this special thing, that Rish Chodesh is considered a Yontif. Technically, the Havale Yom Shalacher Rish Chodesh. So, if it's a day after Rish Chodesh, I can't make a hesped, I can't make a tainus. Says the Gemara, Rish Chodesh doi reisa, u deraisa loy boi chizuk. Since this is Rish Chodesh slash Rosh Hashanah, so I could make a tainus after Yishkoyach. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yeshua. Like the good old days. We used to forget stuff, we'd run back and forth. Unbelievable. You want to see what the picture is? I'll show you in a second. Had to do with my son that went to Weitzner. Okay, I thought I'll stick it in. Rosh Chodesh deraisa, deraisa leboy chizuk. By the way, why is Rosh Chodesh a deraisa? Why is it? So Rashi brings, it says, Moyed, it's called the Moyed. I thought there was another raya, but they don't agree with me. We just had the other day. It says, by the Isha Shunamis, and I have to mention it because nobody said a word during Shir, nobody sent me an email after Shir. When I was learning the following sugya, I realized I said that Isha Shunamis, her son was Shmuel. Not true. Isha Shunamis, whose were? Oh, Chana. I said it in Shir. Who? That's what a lot of people think, that Isha Shunamis is Yonah, but it's not. Isha Shunamis' son, it's Chavakuk. But it says over there that her husband said, Loi Chodesh v'loi Shabbos. Why are you going Oilul Regal? It's not a Chodesh. Okay, they said maybe it's not such a Raya. Fine. The bottom line is, if this is Rish Chodesh, so you can't fast over here, you could fast over here. Because Rish Chodesh is Deraisa. And Deraisa, you don't have to strengthen it. You have to make an Xeris. You could fast over here. So Mela, I made a Yontif over here on Gimel. And I said that therefore you can't fast over here because I need to make a Chizuk for Gimel. So Beis is also to fast and also for Hesped. That's the Chiddush here. Says the Gemara, the Sanya Ayam Meilak Subim Megillas Tainas Asurim Bein Lefnei and Bein Lachreya. These days of fasting are usur. Where's my thing? It disappeared. Oh, hold on. These days of fasting, and so let's say it says in Megillas Tainas, you this is a day of fasting. So it's usur beforehand also. Surim Lefneim Lachreya. This Tainas Asurim Bein Lefnei Bein Lachreya. Shabbos Yom Tovim, but a regular Shabbos. That's the rice, of course. And Yom Tovim, that's the rice. Hey Masurim, you're not allowed to do a hesped on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lefnei Lachreim, you're allowed to make a hesped on Friday and Sunday. My Avish Ben Zelizeh. Halalu the Ritoiro. The Gemara explains, Shabbos is a deraisa. Ben the Ritoiro Tzvichim Chizuk, you don't have to strengthen it. Halalu the Ritoirim. But the days in Megillas Tainus were made up by Chachamim, the Ritoirim Tzvichim Chizuk. You can't make a hesped before. That's why I added it. Ask the Gemara. V'tevigle the Havale Yom Shalifnei, Yom Shenegar Magidali Ben Achikom. This is Tzom Gedalia. Why did you have to add a Yontif to Tzom Gedalia? So that you don't fast and you don't make a hesped on the day right before Tzom Gedalia. I already have Tzom Gedalia that tells me I can't fast and I can't. Where's Tzom Gedalia? In Megillas Tainus. Omer Vashi, Gedalia ben Achikam Dibri Kabbalah. That was already instituted by the Nevim that lived in the generation. V'Dibri Kabbalah, Kedibri Torah Damu. And that's why they added another Yontif. In other words, let's start again. This is Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia was instituted by the Nevi'im. Instituted by the Nevi'im, I'm allowed to make a Tainus on Beis. So I make another Yontif. This is a special day that we stop doing the Hashem's name in documents. When? On Gimel Tishrei, Memela, it's usur to make a Hesped and Tainus. I added one thing, that the day before, Gimel Tishrei, also be Hesped and Tainus. The Raisa doesn't need Chizuk. The Raisa doesn't need Chizuk. No. Oh, you're saying no. But I might do it else this. I need to remind people. Not that it's usur to do. You're allowed to fast whenever you want. But the Raisa doesn't need to institute fast. Over here, I'm telling you, no hesped, so that you remember that Gimel is a, this is the Rabbanan in there. Forget about the Rish Chodesh. There's some Gedalia here. That's also like a Deraisa. Nevertheless, I add another Yantav so I don't do Hesben, Tainas, and Beis. Okay. This picture that I want to show you is my son, Baruch Hashem. He made it to Eretz Yisrael. The son that went to Weiss and Cheder. And he's right now in a yeshiva, in a chabura. It's called Reberi Klein. The problem is, and the reason why I'm saying this, is because he has two cats. And they're exotic. One is a Savannah. One is a Bengal. And they're not allowing them into Eretz Yisrael. So if anybody knows how to get these cats into Eretz Yisrael, it would be very much appreciated, because then he'll stay in Eretz Yisrael. He needs to get back. He wants to go back. His wife wants to go back. They're very attached to these beautiful cats.
What's it worth to you?
I'd ain't sheer. 1,000 gemaras at least. 2,000 gemaras. What do you mean? What is it worth? That your son should sit in yeshiva and learn? There's no, it's everything. Anyway, if somebody wants to adopt them / get rid of them or whatever, it's also, there's some... Shkoyach, all the great Aitzes. They'd rather put you in the zoo than the cats in the zoo. These are their cats. Shkoyach. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Toivi Bar Masna. Yeah, that's what we're holding. Huh? What's going on with Mendy today? He didn't sleep or something? He's all over the place. Get over here, Mendy. Sit next to me, behave. didn't believe me. I used to say it's like a mini tiger. The Israelis think it's a mini tiger, they're not letting it in. You can get any cat in, not this one. It's a pretty large cat. Look at this. This thing is. And this is. It was hard to get. A millisecond after this picture, they were like in 10 different directions. They're like, you can't hold a cat like that, especially not two. Anyway. Zok to Gemara. The Israelis know what they're doing. There's a good reason why they're not in there. But whatever. Masr after Yibar Masna. Be'esrim with Man Yibay. Hope they don't watch this video. Don't send them this clip, Rabbi Isai. Be'esrim with Man Yibay. It says in Megillas Tainus that the 20th day of Adar, Asa Besarta Tafta, there was a great psura, great news, Luyudai. The Layidul Me'ai Raisa. They don't have to cut off Torah. They don't have to sever their ties with Torah. Shigaz Ramachus Gzer Shalay asks about Torah. The Rishayim, the Romans said, no Torah. Vishalo Yamulu is Bineim, no Bris Milo. Vishi Chalu Shabbosos, no Shabbos. Now, I guess they didn't care about Gemilas Chasadim because they hold like me that Torah is more important than Gemilas. Whatever, okay. Ma also Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirov. Because whatever, Torah is unique to Yidden. Goyim also do chesed, there's volunteers in the ambulances, etc., etc. Torah is unique. They had a trick. We have to remember his name, Yehuda ben Shamua. A very important woman, a politically connected woman. She called Gdoili Roimi Mitzuin Esla. She had ties with all the big shots in Rome. Omer Lahem, Boyu Bahavginu Balaila. Do Avgana. Great. You know all the Avgana jokes? We're not going to go into them. Holchu Bivginu Balaila. At night, different reasons that night. Omru, Ey Shomayim. It's like, for heaven's sakes, Leman Hashem. Leman Hashem. Givald. Exactly. Give everybody together. Givald. Okay, great. Tustus Loyavorkan. Givaldik. I saw your Tustus video yesterday, Dr. Factory. Shkoyah. The Americans have no shaykh. If nobody understood, Lushitoska, nobody understood Toisvis on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Nobody understood Tustus Loyavarka. Okay, there's a number you call, and you hire a guy, and he'll bring guys to make Afghana. And one of his promises is, my Afghana is so strong, even a scooter is not going to get by my guys. Tustus Loyavarka. Okay, fine. Omri Ishamay Loyachechem Anachno. The Jews are screaming, aren't we your brothers? Aren't we from the same father, Yitzchak and Esav, Yaakov and Esav, the same father, same mother, Yitzchak, Rivka? Ah, they understood. Manish Taninu we call Umma Veloshan. Why are we divin' in all the other nations? You don't punish them. Veloshan had them guys on the Xeris Kashas. Ubitlum. The Marshal says over here, beautiful. They told the Romans, it's you don't like our Torah. It says, Atasav Adoimi. Don't despise the Roman. Kiyochicho. You should love our Torah. It says it in there. And then it says that Rivka kept Shabbos. Rivka Shabbos. It's your mother. Yitzchak had a bris milah when he's 8 days old. Fine, great. It reminds me, I always, this like, anytime I hear Shtikal Torah, they say like, Parai knew the Ktsais and Baba Kama Kuv Zayin. And therefore he told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should live. And Moshe tells him, no, but I hold like the Nesivis. You know those Pshatim? It's like, he's screaming, Gevald, the Roman Chab that he meant that the Shmoyna Lemila of Yitzchak. Okay, whatever, it's cute. Zog the Gemara, I'm not making fun of the Marshal Chazal, it's good stuff, but I never understood it. Like, the guy know how to learn better than me. They Chab right away. I didn't Chab when I read it, but the Roman, fine. They're gonna write me, yeah, they were much more then the guy knew Kalatar Kula and they were well versed. I get it. Fine. And if they were mevatel the whole Megillah, Kamaisa Batol, Akhranyas Moisifim. What? They added here, they just added a special yantiv when the Romans were mevatel. How can you add a new yantiv? And if you're going to tell me this whole thing, like the Gemara's last words on Omid Beis of Yitches Omid Beis, then it's the end. It's during the Beis Hamikdash. For Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua, Talmid Shem Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shammua was the Talmid of Remeir. Remeir basa hachiyav says Rashi, which I don't know if somebody has pshat. Now you can email me pshat. Rashi says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Eliezer was his Talmud. Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud. And Remeir was Rabbi Akiva's Talmud. So obviously Remeir didn't live by the Beis Hamikdash, and Yehuda ben Shammua, certainly, who was a Talmud of Meir, was. What I don't understand is the Rabbi Kiva was at the time of Beis Hamikdash. He saw the Churban. So what's Rashi proving to me? That his Rebbe, and his Rebbe, and his Rebbe, these three were there. So maybe Rabbi Meir was there. If you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was at the Beis Hamikdash, and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't, and certainly not Rabbi Kiva, and certainly not Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Kiva was, so why is Rashi starting all the way up here? I don't know. Great, next. Vermeir Basar Hachi, but there's other rais. The guy in Koila asked him the question, and the guy in Koila said he told me a raya that Vermeir was the descendant of Nero and Kesar, and Memela, Nero and Kesar was the one that wanted to destroy Vermeir. So it can't be that Vermeir was there. He had a different raya completely. Vermeir Basar Hachi. Now, how do we know that Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud? It says, Klisruchas Shenikav Vahitav Vatochim Avar. So it goes like this, Rabbi. You have a dish. You have some sort of dish. And if you have a hole in the bottom, that dish, if it had tuma, the tuma dissipates, it flies away. Now, what if you plugged the hole? Over here you can see there's still a hole. This is completely plugged. This is not plugged at all. What if you plugged the hole? So it depends. If it's a metal kli, the metal is mekabel tuma deraisa. Kli schuchis is only the rabbana. Now, it says, kli schuchis, if it's made out of glass, shenikif, it has a hole in it. And he put metal, he put lead in there, which is a type of metal. Yehuda ben Shammua, in the name of Remeir, Remeir says that it's considered metal. A plug is a maimid. It's holding everything in here. Without this plug, everything would leak out. So it's a maimid, it's holding it. And then I have to treat this plastic, this glass, whatever it is, like the metal that's holding everything together. And metal is metame, and it's going to go backwards. So if this was tame yesterday, and then I had a hole, the tumah dissipated, then I plugged it up with metal, this returns, the tumah returns. What do we see from this? This is not important, this is a hilchas tumah. You see from here that Yehuda ben Shammua said in the name of Remeir. So you see that he's a Talmud. That's all the only reason why we brought this whole thing. Dab, you test on the base, sponsored by MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shidduch Merfuz and Yeshuas, please join us at tehillim.8mindav.com and sponsored anonymously, Schuz for Shal Tamar Chaya, unless, of course, Chacham says it's tar, it's not going to go back to original tuma. But if now it's a good kli and you reintroduce a new tuma, it will become tummy. Says the Gemara, okay, this idea of whether Megillah starim is bottle or not bottle, tanoi, it's actually machlokes tanoi. The sanya. Hayom elu. All these days that are written in Megillas Tainus, Asurim, you're not allowed to make a hesped and tainas. Divi remain. Rabbi Yisrael is mentioned by Samigdash Kayom Asurim. It's a yontif, it's also a tainas. Vesh, a simcha ilohem. If the Beis HaMikdash exists, it's a simcha. Ein Beis HaMikdash kayim mutarim. Bepnei she'evel ulam. If the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, it's mutar, because it's a day of Avelis anyway. So add a hesped, add a tainus. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, interesting lashon. The hilchas abatlu. The halacha is that Megillas tainus is batal, gone. The hilchas loy batlu. So hilo, what's pshat? On the one hand, you say Ilchasa, it's batal. On the other hand, you say Ilchasa is not batal. Don't answer your typical answer because it's not going to work. Kash Ilchasa, Ilchasa. How can you say one time that the Megillah is batal, next second you say it's not batal? Loi Kash. Kam b'chanukah Purim, kam b'shar yoimi. Chanukah and Purim, by the way, I forgot to mention earlier. Purim. How do we have Tainus Esther right before? Because of that reason that it was done ayidei the Kabbalah. It was through Nevi'im, so I could have a tainus the day before, but Chanukah not. Alel v'nei Rosh Hashanah v'al tishrei v'nei takonis hamayadais. We sent shlichim out to notify people, hey, Rosh Hashanah is coming up in a month. We did the chodesh, we mekadesh the chodesh on this and this day. And on Tishrei, we do it over. After Elul is over, we send another shliach out there to tell people when Sukkot is. Says the Gemara Kivin, the Nafkula Elul. So what happened? Elul, 99.9% of the time, is 29 days. So if I send the shliach out there and I say, Elul starts on Sunday, so you do your math, count forward 29 days, and on the 30th day, that's called what? Rosh Hashanah. Go 10 days later, Yom Kippur. 15 days later, Sukkot. So why do I need to send another shliach? Kivin den afkula Elul, atishri lamalu. Because perhaps Elul is not 29 days. They won't know. Maybe Elul is 30 days. We had this where in Beitza. Davav, from the days of Ezra, it never ever happened that Elul was 30 days. Elul is always 29. We're going to see tomorrow. It happened once. There is. Sometimes we have to do it in order to protect the vegetables, they shouldn't rot, to protect the dead. If you have a two-day Yom Kippur Shabbos, then the dead are going to, it's not going to be a nice situation. So we force it. It never happened, but it's possible. In that case, or the one time that it happened, you have to send the shliach out there. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, HaMikalka Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to do a 30-day Elul, you're going to ruin it for everybody else. People that are in Chutz Lars, the far away, they're going to do Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. You just made a 30-day month before. They're going to calculate the wrong thing and they think it's 29. It says, Gemara, mutif to calculate Rosh Hashanah. It's better that those people in Chutz Lars should have the wrong count for Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. But that the rest, whatever reasons, people should have the fresh vegetables, is more important that the dead shouldn't smell than those people mess up on Rosh Hashanah. They can, I mean, I can prove it to you, Diktani. It says in the Mishnah, Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Hamayadus. The word Takana, it should say, Tishrei Mipnei Hamayadus. It says Takana, that it's a tikkun to fix, that the vegetables should be okay, that the dead should be okay. It's a tikkun, it's a fixing. Shema Mino. The Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah Val Odor Yosef. You don't have to get your kids when I'm in the middle of Amud Beis. You have to get your kids at a certain time. You thought that I'm in the middle of Amud Beis. Mistom, it's 8 o'clock. You're wrong today. Look at the clock next time. Says the Gemara, what happens on a Iber Yar, a leap year like today? So they have to go out there and tell people that Purim is coming up in 15 days. They have to go. Like Atani, it doesn't say that. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, Masnisin like your Rebbe. Our Mishnah mentions one other, that's it. Seems like if there's two others, like in our year, you only send the Shliach once in other Aleph. Why? The Sadi Rabbi Oimer, in the Sabra Hashanah, Yoitzin, Af Al Adar Hasheni. If a person reads the Megillah on other Aleph, he's Yoitza. Azoi, Machloikis. If I do the Mitzvah Hayyim, I give Matanis Lev Yoitim and do Mishloach Manas on other Aleph, according to this Mandomar, I'm Yoitza. So if I'm Yoitza, there's no need to send the shliach. As Taisvis, great. Even if we say that yaitza, first of all, we don't want to live our lives just to be yaitza zayin. But what about Pesach? You might, the guy is going to do Pesach when everybody else is doing, they're getting drunk and running around with masks in Yerushalayim, and he's doing Pesach because he made the wrong cheshbon. He thought that Purim is the month before. So Stais says, no, that kind of mistake nobody will make because they're always looking for these shlichim to tell him when Pesach is. And since he never showed up, he knows it's not Pesach yet. He knows that it's a Ibriyar. Okay. Look down at says the Gemara, Masis look your Rabbi, the same Rabbi Oymer, the same Rashon, the same other. Yeah, did I say this? Leim b'okim ifligi. Yoytzim afal, I'll just read it, just in case I didn't say these words. Yoytzim afal odor ha-sheni v'pnei ha-purim. Leim b'okim ifligi. Perhaps this is the machlokes. The Mar Sovar, our Mishnah holds, kol mitzvah sanogis b'sheni, noigis b'rishoy. If I am kaim the Megillah on the first odor, I'm yoytza. Umar Sovar, kol mitzvah sanogis b'sheni, ain't noigis b'rishoy. I am not yoytza. That's why Rebbe says, send out more shlichim. Loi, the kulei alma mitzvahs anogis b'sheni ain noyagas b'rishon. No, you can't be yoytze megillah when you do it another rishon instead of sheni. V'acha b'ibershana g'mivligi. The question is, how many days are an ador? The sanya kame ibershana shloshim yoim. How many days does the other aleph have? 30. Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer chaydesh. The Gemara is going to explain what it means. L'chayre means 29, right? If the Tanakam holds 30, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds 29. And so, therefore what? If I send out a shliach and I tell you, hello, Rosh Chodesh Adar, this is when Jonathan Stefanski gets up and gives his shtickle Torah, his thing, right? It's Rosh Chodesh Adar every year. So you just have to count 30 days and then you know that Adar Beis is 30 days later. There's no need because Adar Aleph is always 30. It's never 29. So it's never a shaila. As long as they know what day one is, I know what the next month, when the next month starts. According to Rishim Galili, you also got to know if Chodesh means 29, so just count 29 days and you know it's other days. When you say 20, Chodesh doesn't mean 29. Rotz Chodesh, Rotz Shloshim. You can do whatever you want. That's what Chodesh means. It means a month. You figure it out how. Heyid, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. Eidus, testimony from the Kahala Kadisha Yerushalayim. Now, in Medrash Kohelet, it says, the Kohalik, why are they called Kohalik Adisha Yerushalayim? Tremendous thing. They used to learn Torah a third of the day, daven a third of the day, and work a third of the day. So you see from here, a big insight, that a person who works, balabas, who utilizes his time correctly, enough time to learn, enough time to work, enough time to daven, Kohalik Adisha, he's a Kaddish.
When did they do
Gemilas Chasadim? Oh, when did they do Gemilas Chasadim? Very good. The big shaila is why aren't other Amoraim called Kala Kadisha? Could be the answer is thinking this is also a joke they're not going to get it. If a Yerushalmi works, it's Kala Kadisha. Shee, nobody chapped it. You chapped it and you don't even want to smile. It's like forced. Not a nice joke. Okay. Get over here, Naftali. You did not like that joke. You're the guy inviting all these shamis here for Shachar. It's 25. Okay. It goes like this. At least one guy left. We have a Chodesh Adar here. This is actually this year. So according to this Gemara, according to Kol Kedisha Yerushalayim, we always, at the end of the first Adar, on day number 30 is Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. And at the end of, if this is other bays, on day 30, this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's always on the 30th day, on the day of the Ibor, the 30th day, that extra day, that's Rosh Chodesh. In other words, the 2 months of Adar are always 29 days, not 30. Because I'm using the 30th day for Rosh Chodesh. Is that true that Adar is always missing a day? La puke mid the darash Rav Nachman bar Chizda. Heyid Rabbi Semoy mishum Chagi Zechari Malachi. Rabbi Semoy said a testimony. He heard over from the Nevi'im, Chagai Zechari Malachi al shnei adarim. When you have a situation of two others like this year, Shimrotz la'asayin shneim b'leim oisim. If you want to make them both 30 days, great. Shneim chaserim both 29 days, oisim. Echad malei ve'echad chaser. Listen to this now before you leave. When it says in the Gemara echad malei ve'echad chaser, it means dafka the first one. 30 and the second one 29. Echa doesn't mean anyone you want. Very important to know that. We'll just do two more lines. Umishum Rabbeinu. And in the name of Rav, they said, Amru, Loilam, Echad Male, again. The first one is always going to be 30 days. Ve'echad Chaser, and the second one is always 29. Until they could verify differently. Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day.